Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, March the 6th, 2007. This is Joe Francica and Adina Schutzberg of Directions Media. Our topics this week will include a discussion on CRM for Google, the Hyperion acquisition by Oracle, and what this means for location intelligence, and we'll discuss the topics related to real-time data. Now, first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Attend the Developer Summit in Palm Springs, California, March 19th through the 22nd. The conference features in-depth technical sessions and opportunities to interact one-on-one with ESRI development staff. To register, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag.
So the first thing I want to discuss this week is an announcement that there are new tools available for customer relationship management, and it's called CRM for Google. And I want to correct what I had placed on the APB blog this week. I had said that it was Google for CRM. It's not. It is specifically a customer relationship management system developed by a company called eTolos, which does web-based applications.
I have to ask, what exactly is the Google part here?
It is using the Google desktop interface. You know, it has the same look and feel as what you see now on a customizable Google web page. If you've customized your Google website to include RSS feeds from your top sites, this is essentially the same thing. Quickly, why this is important is that, first of all, there is no mapping interface, but it's a very quick and easy move, I would suspect, to integrate mapping technology. The use of maps and location technology in CRM systems has been tried to be done for a couple of years now. MapInfo tried it with Siebel, didn't seem to catch on. We've tried it in a couple of different applications with other CRM systems, nothing really materialized. Now here, first, is an attempt to put everything on the web, very clean, very simple modules that eTolos is trying to put out there, and link it to Google. What I see happening here is a battle for the desktop. It's almost like a battle between Google and Microsoft at this point, because now your eyes are fixated on a Google desktop, not something like a BI or a CRM application from either Microsoft or some of the BI vendors. If this tool could be taken and started to be integrated with Maps, I think that's a huge step for web-based applications. It's pretty cheap because right now the personal edition is free and a professional edition is $25 per user. So for the small to medium-sized companies or even governments who want a CRM system, here's an easy way to do it, and it looks like Google, which many people are familiar with.
Okay, help me out here. What is a personal version of CRM?
It's this module that integrates your contact list, your tasks for the day, kind of like what you see in Outlook. You can do tasks.
Okay, so customer relationship management doesn't really make sense for an individual, but it's an organizational tool for you or your business. I bring that up because I think this whole acronym of CRM, to those of us who don't think that way, we don't know what that means.
And again, what a lot of the integration with mapping technology was for the salesman. He wanted to see the location of his sales prospects. And so now, if they integrate Google Maps, eventually is here, now I've got my sales list, I can see it on a map. And this leads into my next topic about the dashboard that managers, sales professionals, marketing people, finance managers are using to do a deep dive into their company database. So we heard this week that Oracle purchased Hyperion. Hyperion is a business intelligence, BI, solution provider.
Okay, now hang on. Let me play the non-business person. Explain to me in one sentence what BI is.
Business intelligence is a way to retrieve information out of your enterprise databases, have a visual interface through charts and graphs to display sales information, personnel information, essentially the performance of the company in a single view. Again, on the surface, there was nothing truly mapping-related about it, but there have been a number of attempts to integrate location technology with a BI system. A company called Integio has tried to integrate or has integrated mapping platforms, MapInfo, ESRI, with other BI tools such as Hyperion, as well as Business Objects and Cognos. So now we have the, if you want to connect the dots, we have Oracle buying one of the big BI vendors. And now, and of course, Oracle has had, you know, has gotten beat down a little bit by not having very robust BI tools. So they bought JD Edwards, they bought PeopleSoft, they bought Siebel, and now they've bought Hyperion as a way to beef up their total solution offering. And again, connecting the dots, I envision that someday they're going to link Oracle Spatial to the Hyperion platform.
I wanted to talk about a non-enterprise, more on a personal side of geospatial. My whole interest in this sort of was sparked by this week's announcement that Google Maps now has traffic data for 30 cities in the United States. And the buzz on this across the web was quite extraordinary, especially since so many other sites already have traffic. Yahoo has had it for quite some time. So why is everybody so excited now that there's another button next to the map and hybrid and satellite buttons on Google Maps? I think there's a couple of reasons. I think we think we're going to be able to get this information wherever we want, wherever we need it, on whatever platform. We're certainly not there yet. And I think part of the reason we're not there yet is because that in addition to the technology being there for this information to be on the web or on a handheld or delivered to you on your GPS, your navigation system, is we've got to change the people to be available to receive that information in those new ways. So there's really a progression from the old way that we get information to this new way that we get information. Now we're trying to get people to go to the web for traffic, and of course, eventually, we want people to be using their handheld devices with location services to provide that information. And making that jump, I think, is not trivial.
Well, I have an interesting personal observation, and this happened to me just this past week. And as I'll pick up on what you said about maybe a change in lifestyle that individuals have to go through. For me personally, I've actually kind of already made that jump, and I'll tell you how. About a week ago, I was on a camping trip, and down here in Alabama, we are subject to severe weather, as we heard last week with the disaster down in Enterprise, Alabama, where a tornado came through. 5 days before that, I was on this camping trip, and there was also severe weather predicted. I just happened to subscribe to the Weather Channel for my mobile phone. And so, periodically, I would check in with the Weather Channel. Now, it doesn't have a GPS chip in it, but it does allow me to type in the name of the city closest by or the zip code, and I get a weather radar on my cell phone. And so all of my assistant scoutmasters and myself were all huddled around my phone looking at the progression of the storm passing by. Now, without that little device, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make some decisions about whether we would continue with our camping trip. But people have to see value in having real-time dynamic data. And this was a real value because the safety of some, Boy Scouts was in jeopardy to the storm.
Well, I certainly can see your point, especially if you're out, out of the major metropolitan areas. Many of us spend our lives very close to metropolitan areas. We drive around in our cars. We listen to the radio. We've got weather on the sixes and traffic on the fours. I have to say, I think an awful lot of people, and maybe this is a generational thing too, that's good enough. We've got to see a real differentiation in the quality of the data or in the timeliness of the data that's coming in on these sort of devices over the free traffic we get on the free radio.
Well, let's take it to its logical extension and use traffic as an example, because we've covered a number of companies, Traffic.com, Inrix, another one. If I'm in my car and I have subscribed to a service and I have a vehicle nav system and an accident happens a couple miles up the road, the sensor network or the network that is feeding the traffic information to one of these traffic providers is going to feed me that information relatively quickly, probably quicker than if I was listening to the radio.
I think your analysis was quite accurate. One of the words you used in it was probably. Do we know whether or not that information does about that accident a few miles ahead of you does in fact get to you more quickly than on the radio? Do we know that?
we're going to have to let the market decide, because eventually these service providers will have to have information at the speed of which the market will bear.
Okay, so we've got the Weather Channel now. Do you think we're going to have the Traffic Channel?
Sure, and it'll be the Traffic and Weather Channel combined, because weather will affect traffic.
So the Weather Channel actually had an announcement this week. They're partnering with Microsoft to have a new tool on their site where you can zoom in and not just get the weather, but also get the local roads. So you'll get sort of that localized weather that you might have wanted on your camping trip. So is the next logical acquisition of the Weather Channel a traffic provider?
I think it's very logical. And then, of course, the other thing the Weather Channel is doing is, and I noted when I turned the TV on in the early morning, is you're getting your FAA flight delay updates. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2007 ESRI Business Geo Info Summit will be in Dallas, Texas this year, April 23rd to the 25th. Join other industry professionals and commercial executives to learn how GIS can be used to make your business more effective and profitable. For more information, please visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Magazine podcast. We hope you'll join us next week, and be sure to tell a friend.